I grew up in the rural town of Narracore in the southeast, and one of the things that fascinated me, I think, when moving to the city were the differences in the way that people perceive mental health in the city and in country areas. Say, our people in rural areas tend to have a high level of mental resilience, but are actually a lot less likely to seek help when they should. Country people are like this with their physical health as well. Especially men, are a lot less likely to see a doctor when they need to. And it's sad to say that it's actually much worse when it comes to mental health, Brooke. For example, rates of depression are higher in rural areas and are higher in women as well. But what we actually see is rural men are at a great risk, a much greater risk of suicide, because they're a lot less likely to seek help for their problems or talk to someone about them.
So you've taken this interest and gone and had a look at the mining industry. What have you been able to find out so far, and who have you targeted at surveying?
Know about miners, they experience some pretty extreme working conditions. They have long hours, big environmental exposures, extreme heat and extreme cold, but there's quite a large impact on their personal lives. I interviewed a lot of miners in South Australia, and one of the main findings that emerged was the strain that occurs between the work life and the family life. So mining workers are away for extended periods of time, which make it difficult to contribute to family duties, as well as maintaining that interaction that helps keep a relationship afloat. One of the interesting questions that came up along this research was, well, how does this actually affect the partners of mining work? So I created a survey for mining workers and mining partners. I've had the help and support from some great mining companies in South Australia, and also a support group called Mining Family Matters. They help out mining partners and mining families, and they helped me distribute the survey to partners of mining workers. So the survey tool has questions relating to physical health, mental health, such as symptoms of depression and anxiety, and questions that measure the conflict between your work and your personal life. So for mining partners, we actually asked questions about how their partners' work conflicts with their home lives. This includes questions relating to, like, maintaining family duties, as well as maintaining social lives outside of work as well. So I guess one thing to think about is a lot of people, couples, have social lives together, and that can be quite a difficult thing to maintain when one partner's always away. We still have data coming in, but some of our preliminary findings are quite strong in the research so far. Rates of depression are quite high. They're actually about twice the average. I guess one explanation could be that people who experience high levels of depression may be more likely to fill out the survey. But generally what we find in this type of research is the opposite, that people in more extreme ends of the spectrum are reluctant to fill out surveys. We also found conflict between the partners working their home lives was associated with more sleep problems, other health problems such as gastrological issues and headaches, as well as increased rates of depression and anxiety.
So it's looking at the mental health of both, not only the mining worker, but also the mining partner who's back at home.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing not to overlook, Brooke. People think about the mining industry as, obviously quite a tough industry to work in, but that has knock-on effects on the families as well.
We've heard recently, in the last couple of days actually, a fly-in, fly-out worker's come out and said that it can get quite lonely and you miss your kids back home and your family back home. Is that what is coming up? Is that loneliness?
Yeah, I definitely agree there. I think it's really difficult to maintain family relationships when you're flying in or flying out, especially some of these workers work, 12-hour days. And what does that doesn't leave a lot of time out once you've knocked off from work. You've got maybe an hour or two. You might want to go to the gym, got to try and stay fit. And then, talking to your partner and your children, you've only got maybe a half an hour, an hour window, and they're often pretty buggered by the end of the day. So it's quite difficult, I think.
So what are you going to use the survey findings for? Is it for a mining company looking for a way that they can help their workers, or how can you see it being used?
Well, I started my PhD and I have a scholarship with the Mining Inquiring Occupation and Health and Safety Committee. And so when I applied for my PhD, I put in my proposal about the mining work, and this is something they've sponsored to help fund. And so I approached some mining companies, and a lot of them are quite interested in it as well. And I guess the idea is to sort of look at what are the relationships between sort of the things that cause stress for mining workers and mining partners. And once we've identified, what are the things that are, what are the main problems, how can we address these?